Hello, and welcome to day 19 of our preparation for total consecration. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 19. Let her feed you and nourish you. Since the Immaculate is your true mother, she must raise you, educate you, form you, and make you like Jesus in all things. Her maternal mission is to gradually teach you to think, feel, will, and act like Him. More truly than St. Paul, she can say about you, "My little child, with whom I am again in travail until Christ be formed in you." She will form you to the full stature of Christ in a particularly efficacious manner by the grace of graces, the source and summit of our faith, the Most Holy Eucharist, in which Jesus Himself is truly present with His body, blood, soul, and divinity. You must let yourself be nourished by your mother by means of worthy and devout reception of this holiest of sacraments. Be aware that Our Lady wants to be with you in a special way when you receive the Most Blessed Sacrament, at every Holy Communion you receive. It is quite correct to say that there is a holy, sweet and mysterious presence of Mary, inseparably and totally united with Jesus in the host. This is so because the body and blood of Jesus, present under the appearances of bread and wine in the Eucharist, were received by Him entirely from the body and blood of Mary. The Eucharist is the bread of the Mother of God, our Mother. Every mother nourishes her child with her own substance, first when the child is still in her womb by her own blood, and then, after its birth, with her milk. The same is true for Mary. And for this reason, we can say that the Eucharist is the bread made by Mary from the flower of her immaculate flesh and blood, kneaded with her virginal milk. It is bread with which she wishes to nourish you. That is why the Church, in adoring our Lord in the Eucharist, never ceases to proclaim Him to be the Son of Mary, saying, "Ave verum corpus natum de Maria Virgine." Hail, true body, born of the Virgin Mary. Show yourself grateful for this precious gift your loving mother wants to give to you. Be sure to never abuse the sacrament of the Eucharist by sacrilegious communion in the state of mortal sin. The Church teaches the faithful that for no crime is there heavier punishment to be feared from God than for the unholy or irreligious use of the Eucharist, which contains the very author and source of holiness. Our Lady can nourish your soul only if it is alive. If it is dead in sin, she first wants to lead you to forgiveness and new life in the sacrament of confession, where you meet your loving and merciful Redeemer, always willing to forgive and restore you to His friendship. Receive, therefore, only when you are in the state of grace. And if you were to ever lose grace, make sure to first have recourse to confession, to be forgiven and restored to it before receiving communion. Oh, how your mother wishes you to grow in devotion to the Eucharist. Even if your soul is already adorned with grace, do not neglect to prepare for communion by increasing your fervor and welcoming our Lord with the greatest love possible. Do not receive Him into a heart that is alive, but indifferent and unwelcoming. If you are faithful in receiving worthily and devoutly, Our Lady will constantly deepen your relations with Jesus in His sacrament of love. Receive Jesus in Holy Communion as if it were Our Lady herself giving Him to you. Receive not out of routine, vainglory, or any other human motive, but with an attentive faith, an ardent desire to be healed by this divine medicine, and to be transformed by Our Lady into Him whom you receive. Now let us turn to our daily prayers on page 81. If you can, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The act of adoration of the Most Holy Trinity by Saint Maximilian. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O one God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily from the first moment I awake to adore you most humbly, O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating three times, Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Antiphon of Our Lady by St. Francis of Assisi. Holy Virgin Mary, among women there is no one like you born into the world. You are the daughter and the handmaid of the Most High and Supreme King and Father of Heaven. You are the mother of our most holy Lord Jesus Christ. You are the spouse of the Holy Spirit. Pray for us with St. Michael the Archangel and all the powers of heaven and all the saints to your most holy beloved Son, our Lord and Master. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation for day 19. In previous videos, I mentioned that Mary is your mother, that she's the spouse of the Holy Spirit, that she's a mediatrix of all grace, she's the queen of heaven and earth, she's all these things. But what I want to focus on now is how these different titles and roles of Our Lady make her present. It's so important, not only for mental prayer, but for our growth in holiness. Because she's the mother of God and she's our mother, St. Alphonsus tells us that she has to be our perfect mother, and therefore she never, ever takes her eyes off of us, even for a single second. We are never neglected. We are always accounted for. Because she's the mediatrix of all grace, I get grace at every single instant. So Our Lady must be attentive and be aware of every circumstance that I'm in, of every hair on my head, of every blood vessel in my arms, everything. Our Lady knows it all. She's present to me. She has me before her eyes always. Because she's the spouse of the Holy Spirit, it is the role of the Holy Spirit, the sanctifier, to make me into Christ, and the Holy Spirit has chosen to not form the body of Christ in any other way except with and in and through the Virgin Mary. So Our Lady is present. She is attentive. St. Louis de Montfort says, when you consecrate yourself totally over to Jesus, through Mary, it's as if Mary herself comes to dwell within your soul. How? I don't know. St. Louis de Montfort uses the imagery of sunshine going through a glass window into the house. The presence, the warmth is felt. Now, it's important that I keep a sense of Mary's presence at all times. This should be my goal. This should be my ideal, but not by constraint, not through stress. Calmly, lovingly, naturally. So I'm going to teach you right now how to have a sense of the presence of Mary first in mental prayer, and then how I can take her from my mental prayer and put her right here, right now. So it's very similar to how we have a sense of the presence of God in mental prayer, except we just say, Mary, Blessed Virgin Mary, I believe that you're present. You're the mediatrix of all grace. Every grace I receive comes to me through your sorrowful and immaculate heart. You're my mother. You love me with the love of every mother who has ever lived. You're the spouse of the Holy Spirit, and I am a temple of the Holy Spirit. I believe you are here. You close your eyes, and to the best of your ability, you try to imagine the face of Mary. If you need a picture, you can carry a picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Fatima, Chinese Mary. It doesn't matter what the image looks like, as long as to you, it's representing the face of the Virgin Mary. Is the Virgin Mary really present to you? Yes. Is this image in your head your imagination? Yes, but she really is present. The image is simply there for my intellect to impact my will, my heart, and my affections. And then, if possible, I try to have a familiar conversation with her. Be open to what she has to say to you through movements of the heart, through sudden understanding of the mind. And then you do your prayers as normal. So if you're doing Divine Mercy Chaplet, you're not going to do the Our Lady Mercy Chaplet. You're still going to do the Divine Mercy Chaplet, but you're going to do it with Mary, in the presence of Mary. Even if you're talking to Jesus, Mary's there in the background. You say, Blessed Mother, help me to pray this Divine Mercy Chaplet well, for example. Now, yesterday I mentioned something from St. Francis de Sales that we're going to apply right here, right now, and it's going to revolutionize the way you live. So yesterday I said that St. Francis de Sales recommended, if for some reason you can't imagine yourself in a location, imagine as if, in our example, the scourging at the pillar happened right here in my office. And I mentioned to you that, well, in order to do that, I would have to keep my eyes open to have a sense of what my office looked like. And then I could close my eyes, and that would be beneficial to having the mental prayer happen and then having this conversation with Christ. So if I can have Christ in my office and also have a mental prayer going on, what would happen if I made an act of faith in the presence of Mary, who really is present in this room, but then I used my imagination to imagine that she's sitting over here in the corner, or that she's standing over my shoulder, or that I have just her eyes before my face at all times. What would happen is I would have a real sense of her presence. Her presence is there. She's working in the world. She sees me. She's manipulating all the graces that I'm receiving. She is present to me. She is watching me. And so by simply calling to mind her eyes, and again, not by force, this is not something that you should be stressed out about and getting really anxious about. Calm. Why am I doing this? What are the benefits of this? There's so many benefits. First of all, when Mary's present, I'm more likely to consult with her. If I have a sense that Mary's present and somebody comes to my office with a conflict and Mary's present, I say to them, one second, let me consult Our Lady. And then within 2 seconds, I have a movement of my heart, whether or not I should do this, whether or not I should do that. I said, oh, I think Our Lady wants this. How did you know? You didn't have to go to the chapel? No, I have a sense that Mary's present with me right here, right now. And so because she's present, I'm more likely to consult her. When I consult her and I do her will, success, 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 success. Nothing guarantees success like doing the will of God through the Immaculate. The will of Mary is synonymous with success. And what happens when you have success? Confidence is built. So by having Mary present, I begin to notice things go well. And when things go well, that builds my confidence in Our Lady. And then I strive not out of an anxiety to try to keep Mary present at all times like I'm doing something wrong, but I want her presence. I want to strive to keep her with me, kind of, to be honest with you, for a slightly selfish reason, because when I do her will, things go well. So I am then motivated not by constraint, but by a healthy desire to be successful. On top of that, what happens? When Mary's present, I have consolation. So the devils, the demons, and the angels, they can have an effect on surroundings, even though they have no physical bodies. It's very rare, but it happens. The Virgin Mary has a physical body with her in heaven, and many people have felt the presence of the Virgin Mary and a calming come over their soul. So you have a sense of the presence of Mary. You're recollected. You're walking into a very stressful situation. You have to have a hard conversation with somebody, or just bad things are happening. Maybe there's an accident of some sort and you have to go in there and be the voice of peace and just do a hard thing. By calling to mind Mary's presence, saying, "Blessed Mother, comfort me and console me," she has the ability to mystically put her hand on your shoulder. Could you imagine what it would be like to have the hand of the Virgin Mary on your shoulder? I could only imagine that a warmth would shoot through your heart and all of a sudden you'd be filled with peace. Could you imagine if you had a sense that the Virgin Mary was holding your hand? Because she's a mediatrix of all grace and you keep her present, you say, "Mother, you're with me. I believe you're with me." Walk into this situation, into this environment that I'm about to be in. All of a sudden, you're holding the hand of the Virgin Mary and you're filled with peace and you know everything's going to be all right and that Mary is walking with you. When you're tempted to commit sin, a lot of times people commit sins because they feel like they're alone. They feel like nobody's watching them. So in the example of somebody committing a solitary sin or a hidden sin, if you had a sense of the presence of Mary, you had a sense that the Virgin Mary was watching over you, you would be filled with courage. I'm reminded often when I was in high school, I used to play baseball and we would go on these long, long runs. And whenever the girls' teams, the softball teams or whatever girls' sports were around and we were running, even though I was tired, what would I do? Put my chest out and I'd run a little faster and hold my head up a little higher. Why? Because I wanted to impress the beautiful ladies. Well, when I'm in the presence of the Virgin Mary and I keep a sense of her presence, I tend to have my chest up. I tend to have more confidence. Why? Because there's the most beautiful woman who's ever lived. I want to impress her. I want to please her. So having a sense of the presence of Mary also, this is the most perfect part, makes everything holy. If I'm at work, and I'm typing away on my computer, doing Excel spreadsheets, and I have a sense that Mary's present, I'm more likely to offer it to her, to offer to God, and then every stroke of that key that I do becomes sanctified. So I have a challenge for you between now and tomorrow. Go on a walk with the Virgin Mary. Do you go for walks? This is the beautiful thing about living in the presence of Mary and doing everything with Mary, is that you don't change what you do. You simply change how you do it. If you accept this challenge, this is what you should do. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Blessed Virgin Mary, I believe that you are really here present with me. Come with me for a walk. And just try to keep a sense of her presence. You can imagine as if she's physically walking with you. You can imagine that she's just watching you and seeing you, and you just every once in a while call to mind her eyes. You will be filled with so much peace. You will have a heart-to-heart conversation with her. It's going to be beautiful. God bless you. God love you. And I will see you tomorrow.